From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has extended its soft closure of public and charter schools until the end of the school year. Students have only been able to pick up homework and grab-and-go meals from buildings since early March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Governor Gary Herbert.
Parents have had extra challenges of teaching as well as other responsibilities they have in the workforce. We know it's been difficult. And we appreciate the fact that a lot of people are adapting and are innovating.
Officials are also working to decide how they will grade and assess students. So far, Utah has seen more than 2,400 cases of COVID-19, and 19 people have died due to the disease. The Utah Department of Health has deployed a mobile COVID-19 testing unit to the Navajo Nation. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports it's in Navajo Mountain today and will move on to Monument Valley on Thursday.
The mobile testing unit is a van with three nurses and 1,500 test kits aboard. Michael Jensen, CEO of Utah Navajo Health System, says it's serving two communities on the Navajo Nation where COVID-19 has been spreading. He says anyone who's sick will be able to get tested for the virus.
In the past, we haven't had enough test kits to, you know, open that up for the community. And so by them coming down, bringing all those, it's been wonderful.
The mobile unit arrived in Navajo Mountain Monday morning and tested over 80 people in one day. Hank Stevens, president of Navajo Mountain's local government, says he's grateful for the testing.
I think it's needed out here in this Navajo Mountain community, since we're not anywhere near hospitals or clinics that can operate at that magnitude.
The tests are being processed by the state lab in Salt Lake City, and it'll take 4 to 5 days to get results. So far, all 11 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in San Juan County have been on the Navajo Nation. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation Police Department says it issued 115 citations to people who violated a stay-at-home order over the weekend. The nation banned non-essential workers and residents from leaving their homes for 57 hours starting Friday night to help slow the spread of COVID-19. The death rate on the Navajo Nation is 27 times higher than the death rate for Utah, and the infection rate is 7 times higher. A spokesperson for the Navajo president says the curfew will likely be repeated this weekend. Mountain communities say they're still seeing droves of visitors despite stay-at-home orders, so some counties in Colorado are battening down their hatches. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
During the 1918 flu, Colorado's Gunnison County declared a quarantine against the world. Now it's basically doing it again.
We have said no visitors allowed yet.
That's Andrew Sandstrom, a spokesperson with Gunnison County Incident Command. The county is home to plenty of backcountry skiing and resorts like Crested Butte. Sandstrom says the county's population is about 16,000, but can swell by 40% during certain times of the year. He says shutting visitors out gave the county time to prepare.
So far, the impacts on our hospital have been manageable.
A nearby county, Clear Creek, followed suit. As of Saturday, no visitors are allowed on its county roads. In both cases, violating the public health order could get you a $5,000 fine or 18 months in the county jail. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Utah lawmakers are set to discuss a bill that could limit the governor's power during a pandemic. It would require the governor to consult with legislative leadership at least 48 hours before an order is issued. It comes as Governor Gary Herbert has issued several executive actions related to the coronavirus, including a ban on in-house dining.
So I have no problem with trying to communicate and give FYIs to the legislature, but we need to make sure we keep those separation of powers in the correct balance.
The legislature plans to consider the bill during the state's first ever virtual special session starting Thursday morning. 11 Republican candidates running for Utah's first congressional district faced off in a virtual debate today. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The candidates are vying to replace longtime U.S. Representative Rob Bishop, who is not seeking re-election. Several of them said if they were in Congress, they would have pushed for more county and city control over stay-at-home orders during the coronavirus pandemic. In terms of boosting rural economies, Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt and former U.S. Foreign Service Officer Blake Moore said they wanted more diversity by increasing telework. Others, like Morgan County Councilwoman Tina Cannon and retired businessman Howard Wallach, advocated for more infrastructure projects. All of the candidates pledged to work on giving control of federal lands back to Utah. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.